Be seated, please. This week, I owe anything that's good in what follows to Frederick Buechner, recently deceased hero of mine, and Bishop Andy Loy. The rest is my own, you know, the obtuse, muddy parts. Here's Buechner. From his book, I believe, called Peculiar Treasures. It's an alphabetical listing of major characters in Scripture. Buechner writes, Zacchaeus stood barely 5 feet tall with his shoes off and was the least popular man in Jericho. He was head tax collector for Rome in the district and had made such a killing out of it that he was the richest man in town as well as the shortest. When word got around that Jesus would soon be passing through, he shinned up into a sycamore tree so he could see something more than just the backs of the people's heads in front of him. And that's where he was when Jesus spotted him. Zacchaeus, Jesus said, get down out of there in a hurry. I'm spending tonight with you. Whereupon all Jericho snickered up their sleeves to think he didn't have better sense than to invite himself to the house of a man nobody else would touch with a 10-foot pole. That's Buechner. That's why he's my hero. Bishop Doyle, in a 2016 post, reminds us that the passage just before the one we've just read about Zacchaeus in Luke's gospel, not the one we read last week because we skipped a few paragraphs to get to the one today, that one is Jesus' healing of a blind man. Here's that scene. The blind man sitting by the road. Here's a commotion and is told by onlookers that Jesus is passing by on his way to Jericho. He shouts twice, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus asks him, what do you want me to do for you? And the man says, Lord, let me see again. And then Jesus says, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. No promise of doing good on that man's part, unlike Zacchaeus, who in Buechner's paraphrase of Luke says, before Jesus had a chance to change his mind, he promised not only to turn over 50% of his holdings to the poor, but to pay back 4-to-1 all the cash he had extorted from anybody else. Jesus' pronouncement at the end of both of these episodes is the same. Salvation. Regarding the blind man, your faith has saved you. To Zacchaeus and the crowd, today salvation has come to this house, Zacchaeus' house. Now, both today's collect and Paul's exhortation to the Thessalonians speak of service and of good works. The collect speaks also of running without stumbling to obtain the heavenly promises. This parish church of Epiphany, like the Thessalonian church Paul addressed, has increased in faith over its lifetime and continues to do so. Like all increases of faith, I think that progress is not a straight upward line, but is marked by moments of valleys and flat places. But the progress is upward. Much, I hope, like my own life of faith with plenty of valleys in it. But faith is the word. Paul praises the Thessalonian church for that increase of faith. Jesus proclaimed salvation to the blind man whose only show of faith was the belief that nothing was impossible for God, for this embodiment of God, that is Jesus. Zacchaeus, tax collector and former exploiter of good upstanding citizens, demonstrates faith that Jesus recognizes and commend. And not only in the promises of what he's going to do, but shinning up the tree just to get a glimpse of God incarnate walking by. Maybe the line for me this time around the lectionary is, not surprisingly, the last one in the gospel. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. The poor begging blind man, cast to the side by society, the tax collector, shunned by society for his abuse of power, they might fix the ends of the bracket of that society. The blind man not counting for anything, the tax collector, those people hated him, being at the top of the heap, at least financially. Both in their ways, as lost as we can be ourselves in so many ways. As to the true and laudable service in the collect and the good works in Paul's letter, I believe they're the consequence and evidence of faith and salvation, and certainly not the means of obtaining those. And the unstumbled running and the collect, well, the heavenly promises, I believe, comes to us in the running, not as a reward at the end. And those promises are the assurance of God's love and grace and peace for us and the blind man and the tax collector and everyone else. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.